This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. In post-Civil War Leavenworth, thousands of everyday people flocked to have their pictures taken. Each sitting produced a glass negative, and some of those portrayed African Americans who moved to Kansas to escape Jim Crow laws in the South. KCUR's Julie Denechet reports.
At the end of a hallway at the Black Archives Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri, hangs a series of black and white photographs. There's an older couple dressed in their Sunday best, and a young woman in a black hat looking boldly into the camera lens. They're portraits of African Americans who lived in Leavenworth, Kansas, in the late 1870s. Jade Powers is assistant curator of art at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art in Kansas City. She takes a special interest in highlighting artists and subjects underrepresented in museum collections.
So often the portrayals before were not how African Americans saw themselves, or, you know, they were very political in a negative way to keep, you know, a certain status quo. But what's really exciting about these photographs is, you know, is it so exciting? I mean, you're looking at couples, you're looking at soldiers, and so it just really expands on the history of America.
In the turbulent years following the Civil War, around 27,000 former slaves migrated to the land of John Brown. They were refugees from Jim Crow laws and lynch mobs. This migration came to be known as the Great Exodus.
There seems to be a real interest from black and brown artists to really look at historical figures and reimagine them or be able to uplift them in different ways. I imagine someone could have a field day with stories of these people just taken from this historical narrative.
The story of these photographs begins in Leavenworth with Mary Everhard. She was a photographer who moved to town in the 1920s. Everhard had a keen interest in history. As older photographers closed their doors, she bought up their archives. Eventually, her collection took up a whole room, floor to ceiling, 40,000 negatives in all. Everhard guarded them for years through two tornadoes, a flood, and a fire.
It's such an incredible story. It's hard to know even where to start with Miss Everhard.
That's volunteer Marianne Brown. She's part of a team at the Leavenworth County Historical Society that's been scanning negatives since 1998.
And all this wall along this side are negatives.
Brown reaches into a box and pulls out a piece of glass. Each negative is wrapped in a paper envelope.
Here's our number. Here's the box number. You can see where they've written the name and the number of the photograph.
According to Brown, Everhard is a folk hero. She's celebrated for saving more than 100 years of early Leavenworth history. But back in the late 60s, it was a different story.
When she decided to retire, she went to the local banker and she wanted to know what she could get for these negatives. And he said, "Miss Everhard, you might as well just throw these in the Missouri River. They're not worth anything."
The negatives didn't end up in a watery grave. They were purchased by a collector from Chicago in 1967. He sold off parts of the collection to different museums. One of them was the Amon Carter Museum of American Art in Fort Worth, Texas. Today, the Carter keeps around 6,000 of Everhard's negatives in temperature-controlled vaults. Kristen Gaylord is assistant curator of photographs. We talked via Zoom.
Even though photography is often talked about as one of the more democratic art forms, it still took a certain amount of money and a certain amount of access and standing to have an image taken. And so, of course, a lot of Black Americans didn't have that right away. So especially the 19th century images, I would say, are unusual, which is why they're so valuable to us.
Gaylord says without Mary Everhard, this history might have been lost.
Not only was she a successful female photographer at the time, but that she's also the one that saw the need to conserve all these negatives, because who knows what would have happened to them if she hadn't.
The images that almost landed in the Missouri River now tell us much more about early Leavenworth and the people who called it home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denechet.